Yeah! How about that, Slee? All right, this is great news, and I'm glad Chris mentioned that right out of the gate, because we do have an opportunity for you to get some LAFC suite tickets to hang out with us on Saturday night, but I need to start right here, and I'm going to sound like an old man for having a second.
You're having some trouble right now.
I'm having a lot of trouble. I'm not going to lie. I'm having a lot. Mm-hmm. You may have to do this by yourself. This may be something that you're doing solo, because... Yeah. I've spent the last, what is it? It's 8:57 right now. I've spent the last, 45 minutes, maybe an hour, trying to figure out how to get the tickets that Tommy has emailed me
from
Ticketmaster. Onto my phone. So I have two things. I have the game ticket. I have the parking pass. I have successfully got both of those things onto my phone, but I can't get them to where they're supposed to be. I have one in one place. I have another one in another place, but none of them are opening up the way that they're supposed to. According to the app, I don't have any tickets, despite the fact that they're sitting right there and I can see them. So I'm going to be the guy in the parking lot going, no. I have a ticket. I swear, I have a parking pass. You have to bear with me, sir. The line of cars is 84 deep behind you. Can you please move? And that's how we're going to start this whole thing. That's what I'm dealing with right now.
This is what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that you see me. I'm already in. And you say, Al. Al.
Hey.
You're trying to get my attention. And then, you know, one of the security guards or somebody who's checking the tickets looks like, hey, do you know this guy? And I just look at them and say, I literally have never seen that person in my life. And I keep walking up to the LAFC suite.
I don't know who that
do
is.
This, Trev. Do this. Yeah. Bring your laptop and just show them.
See?
Bring your laptop. Just show them. And actually print out Tommy's emails, too. That's all you have to do. Just print out Tommy's emails and bring your laptop. You should get in. Right through.
I'm not a Luddite, okay? I can use technology reasonably well. I'm not the second coming of Elon Musk or anything, but I know how to use my phone. I know how to use my laptop. I know how to do these things. And yet, for the life of me, I've gotten one of them into my Apple wallet. I've gotten none of them in the Ticketmaster app. And I've gotten both of them on my email, which I don't think will get me into the building.
This is great.
It's very
this
frustrating.
At the bottom, of the email, it says for questions, and then they have a call-in number.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
What time? How long will you be in that call-in number today? Like 11:30 to 12:30? Block that off for yourself.
So here's a little-known thing about me. Maybe it's not that little-known, but I don't call people. Okay, if there's a tech support issue, if we need to make an appointment,
interesting.
It's one of these. Hey, Sue, can you call and make me a doctor's appointment? Why can't you do it yourself? Because I don't call people. Yeah, but if I can do it online, I'll do it. If I can't, but if I have to call and talk to another human being, I'm out.
I'm completely the opposite. I'm the guy that when they say, you know, hey, to you kind of walk through all this, I'm just hitting zero. Like, let's go. Just give me someone.
Representative. Representative.
That's pretty funny. Why do we say it weird, too? Like, when they representative. Why am I saying it like that? Like, why? Why did I just say representative?
Representative.
And then I hear it back, you know, like when they say, if you don't want to wait in the queue, you just give your name, your phone number, and they'll call you back. And every time I hear, you know, when you're there, you'll say your name. It's like, Alan. Why are you saying it like that? I want you to say Alan every time I hear myself back.
I hope you enjoy the match on Saturday night, because there's a 50-50 chance that I might not make there. Don't forget, we are hosting LAFC Suite Night, and you, too, are invited. You can win a pair of suite passes to the match, LAFC and Real Salt Lake. That's coming up on Saturday, Bank of California Stadium at 7:30, and you can win today. You can win today. Call in around, maybe say 10:05, 10:10, and then at 10:15, we're going to test your All-Star Game trivia, and that's how you have a chance to win some tickets today. The number, I think you know it by now, 877-710-ESPN. That's 877-710-3776. And you can come hang out with us if I get there. Me, Slee, Emily, you can ask an Ask Slee in person. I'm assuming I get my car parked. I'm looking forward to this, Al.
Well, I want to throw this out there, because I threw it out last week as well. Looking forward to hang out with, obviously, 710 ESPN listeners. Funch has already told me, looked at his calendar and said, yep, I'm busy that day. And it's just going to be the three of us. Funch
is going to a Space Jam premiere with LeBron James. It's next year.
Funch is, you know, he's on kind of a different level. So I don't want to.
We're going clubbing afterwards, too.
Is that not the most low-key flex you've ever heard in your life right there? Oh, no, I'm not going. I'm going to the Space Jam premiere with LeBron.
What are you guys doing? You guys doing LAFC? The whole show's going? Yeah, I got a couple things that just came up.
LeBron asked if I could make the premiere,
you know,
so
some
I'm
bottle
just
service
shoot
afterwards,
over.
You know.
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, that sounds okay. I don't know, LeBron James or Travis Lee. I guess you got your own personal thing there, Funch. We'll remember. Here's another thing you need to know about me: big time scorekeeper. Big time score. Hold on. Let me get my ledger out. -1 for Funches, and we keep it moving for there. So we'll circle back to that. All right. Travis Lee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. And we talked a little bit a second ago there, Slee.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani did kind of, I think, what we were talking about last night. He didn't have to win. He didn't. He didn't get out of the first round. But he needed to give us a little bit of a show, a little bit of a, are you watching this kind of moment? And he did. And maybe for the wrong reason, because he got off to such a bad start for the first, you know, what was it, 30 or 40 seconds.
Even longer. That's right. That's right. Yeah, yep.
He had no home runs. Mm-hmm. He could not get going. And he just, and I had that moment where I'm thinking, oh, no. Oh, no. He's not going to hit like three, mm-hmm. is he? He's not going to. Because the number to beat, the number to get into the next round was like 23 or 4. That was kind of the standard that had been set through the first couple of matches. And he's at like three with a minute to go.
He took his break with maybe at 5 or 6 or something along those lines.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And then he did what Ohtani does. He showed up. He absolutely started hitting bombs. He had 2 home runs over 500 feet, which is what we were looking for. It was a great show. He didn't get out of the first round. They had a homer off an extra minute. That didn't work because they were still tied. Then they went to best of three, and Juan Soto was just absolutely money going 3 for 3. But it was a great show.
Well, this is actually where I kind of found myself. I found myself, and this is going to happen, right? You have so much stake in one player. You want to see one. What is Monday into it? What's the All-Star game about and the Home Run Derby? It's about one player. I mean, you could go off and you could tell me about a number of different guys that are going to be in it. All anybody really cares about is Shohei Ohtani. That's the freaking show. So I found myself actually watching this thing, and when he comes back and ties it, there's a little bit of delay on when they count the home runs, you know, because
yeah,
they have to wait
to
for it
track,
to.
So the pitches are coming so fast.
Right, pitches are coming so fast, and you got the split screen, so I'm like, okay, is that 21? Is he at 20? Is it 22? Is he at 23? Like,
was that foul?
I was, put it this way, I was way too into it, but I think a lot of people were because it was Ohtani. And
that's it, though, right? Who actually went? No disrespect to Pete Alonso, who was great, but I don't care that he won. I don't care that he went back-to-back. I wanted to see a show. And to your point, I wanted to get excited about Home Run Derby, which I've never been excited about.
Sure.
And I was last night for all the reasons that you just said. It was exciting.
Well, I was too excited because in the second round, when Ohtani had – maybe he had – I want to say close to 15 seconds, something along those lines,
and
he was
one.
Tied at 28. All I was saying to myself, I had my hands on my head, I'm like, Shohei, one more freaking home run. Why did I care that much? But I really actually think, and it kind of, you know, this is kind of the beauty of when we do a show like this, you can go back and put yourself in there. I think a lot of people were thinking that. A lot of people that were there, a lot of people that are sitting in their living room had their hands on their head. Ohtani, one freaking more. You wanted to see more from him.
Yeah, no, you did. Absolutely. When he had, like you said, you know, 10 or 12 seconds, 15 seconds left, and he needed one, and he couldn't get it. It's like, dude, come on, one more. Give me one more. And he couldn't do it.
I said at that point, I will no longer watch another Angels game this season. That's what Ohtani did yesterday to me.
So that's a lie, because if I said to you right now, how many Angel games have you watched? I'm guessing you're still on zero.
Well, what you should be asking is how many highlights have you watched of Ohtani and the Angels, and I'll be all over that.
Yeah, so I, you know, then they go into the next tiebreaker, right? They do round one, tied. They go to the tiebreaker, which is a minute each, tied. They go to the second tiebreaker, which is each guy gets 3 pitches and whoever hits or 3 swings, and whoever gets more home runs and 3 swings wins.
Yeah.
I don't like that tiebreaker. You know what the format should be? If you get to that second tiebreaker, I've decided that this is the way it
just
should be.
Just a smaller time limit? Maybe go 30 seconds?
Nope. The other guy has to pitch to the other guy. Ohtani should have gotten a pitch to Soto, and Soto should have had to pitch to Ohtani, and let's see who gets a home run off the other guy. I just want to rig it to get Ohtani through. So it's like, all right, why don't we pitch to each other? And Ohtani goes out there and 101s him into the ground, and Soto throws
Soto's got a filthy slider. I don't know if you've seen it.
The other thing I was hoping too is once Soto went 3 for 3, it's like, okay, I'm not good, because best case is a tie, right? He'd have to go 3 for 3 as well. I'm thinking, you know what he should have done? He should have squared and bunted on the first pitch and just said, I'm out of here. I'm done for the night. Thanks, everybody. I'll be here back tomorrow, batting leadoff.
No.
Starting
not a good idea.
As the pitcher, just bunt and peace out. I would have loved that.
Not a good idea, because people like me that I'm talking about were just glued to their TV set wanting to see more Ohtani. Wouldn't have felt good about that. But overall, you know, I didn't really pay too much attention. And this was all kind of, for me, it was all leading into Lakers talk. The Lakers talk last night. So kind of in the background, you're watching it. But the Ohtani portion, you know, Funches was in the studio yesterday as well. But you kind of stopped what you were doing and you're like, what's Ohtani? By the way, that's not too different than what's happened this first half of the season. Ohtani's pitching tonight? Okay, let's see what he's doing. Ohtani's hitting. Every time, we've said this, and I always forget. I don't know why I always forget. Whoever sends us the Ohtani highlight every time he does something. John Fulton.
Santa Ana or whatever.
Does the Ohtani alert? Well, it's not just John. I mean, you go on Twitter after Ohtani does something, everybody puts something on there. There was no difference yesterday. Right now, the face of baseball, it's not even close. It's Shohei Ohtani.
And one of the things I loved about it, too, was sometimes when you see these guys with extraordinary talents, mm-hmm. with these abilities to do things that no one else can do, it seems like there's a burden on them to showcase this to the world, that I've been given this gift and I'm sharing it with the world, but I'm, you know, here, I'll give it to you because this is how I make my living and this is what I do. Ohtani looked like he was having more fun in the building than anyone else. He's smiling. He's laughing. He's kind of panting, you know, a little bit.
He looked gassed.
Well, we'll get to that in a second.
Yep.
But it just, he seems to wear his celebrity and his star power about as well as anybody can. He seems super comfortable in his own skin. He seems like he loves having every eye on the place on him. And that's not true of everybody. Not a lot of people wear celebrity that well.
I wonder if, I don't know if there's something to this. Maybe I'm making something out of nothing here. I wonder if he just, if he realizes how big he is. Like, I wonder if he realizes what he's doing. I know that sounds stupid, because I know he does. This guy's a baseball player. He's probably a purist. I'm sure he knows the ins and outs and all that stuff, the history of the game.
Sure.
But the way he's kind of – you used an example that I thought was so interesting. I think you mentioned this yesterday about Magic when he came into the league, right? And that Magic's big smile. And I don't know if Magic truly realized that in his rookie year, he was an NBA champion. He was winning without Kareem. Like, everything was so new to him that to him it was, I'm just going out there and I'm competing and I just happen to be the best player in the world. I wonder if there are times where Shohei's just kind of sitting back and doesn't even realize the way he's impacting the game, the way he's making casual fans say, I'm stopping what I'm doing. I don't care if the NBA finals are on. I don't care what else is going on in sports. I got to see Shohei Ohtani, and this was on a Monday night for a home run derby. Maybe he knows everything that he's doing. Maybe everything is calculated. Just doesn't seem like to me. Seems like a natural dude coming out there, being himself, and obviously everything goes from there.
Yeah, it was. I think he is. I think that obviously there's a little bit of a language barrier, so he doesn't say a whole lot, but it's. I think he's fully aware of his place in baseball and how big of a deal he is to do that. Here's the rub, Slee, that I had. And just for a moment, and I've never wanted to be more wrong about something than I want to be wrong about this. I don't know if Shohei Ohtani has taken 200 swings like that in a short period of time ever. Or in a best case scenario, a very long time. If you go out there and swing as hard as you can, 100-150 times in a half an hour, and then you go out and you take 60 more swings as hard as you can in 3 minutes, that can't be good for your swing, right? And I'm not saying he's going to come out and not hit any home runs, but both physically demanding and just technically demanding to go out there and do that, I hope he comes out the other side the same hitter he was going in.
And then he can go ahead and show up this evening and have start the game off against Tatis. You know, it's like we're not even talking about that element of it, right? And I think a lot of times we at least for me, it's so ridiculous what he's doing that I find myself just separating Shohei Ohtani as the pitcher and Shohei Ohtani as the hitter. And yesterday was all about hitting. and the type of effect that has on him. Even, you know, you even heard, I think it was Ken Griffey yesterday who grabbed the mic for a quick second and said, yeah, how's he pitching tomorrow? You know, like, it's just...
Well, it's a great question.
It does it. Nobody can kind of really comprehend it.
No, it was a great show. Maybe not exactly what we were looking for, but a great show nonetheless. All right, we got a lot more All-Star Game stuff to get into and maybe kind of tweak it a little bit, Al, how we can make it a little bit better. And I saw some things last night in that celebrity game that were... not good. We'll get into that. And I have French fry thoughts. It's National French Fry Day, Slee. That's all coming up. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. How about that, Slee?
Little Harrison Ford action here.
That's right. Indiana Jones, Han Solo, yep. And God knows how many other movies that he's been in, turned 79 years old today. Mm. How about that?
Were you I know all the love goes to Indiana Jones, Star Wars. How about Fugitive? Were you a Fugitive
great
fan?
Great movie. Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, the one-armed man. Yeah. I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
What about those Jack yeah. Ryan movies? What about the Jack Ryan movies he was in?
So, not bad. The Jack Ryan movie, I think he was in Clear and Present Danger and in a couple of other ones.
Patriot Games,
yeah. Okay. I read those books and I kind of had something else in my mind, which is always the case if you read the books. But not bad. I believe, and I don't know if this is still true, it may have gone to one of the guys that's in all the Marvel movies. But there was a period of time where Harrison Jones had more box office than any actor in history. And because he's in Indiana Jones and Star yeah. Wars and yep. all of these movies that, you know.
Not another good one.
Yeah.
Another good one. 42.
Oh, his that's right. He was Branch Rickey in 42. Yep. Yeah. He was good in that. Look, he's good at everything except for flying airplanes. He, you know, that's kind of the thing that he struggles with. But his acting ability is really, really good. And he's got a good mix of kind
years
of
old.
Funny. He's
yeah.
got a good mix of kind of a tough guy. Mm-hmm. Like, all of those things are hard to do, and he does them all really well. If you had one thing, do you think Han Solo or do you think Indiana Jones?
I think Indiana Jones. For me, yeah. Indiana Jones. Yep.
I think I'm a Han Solo guy. I think that's I'm a little bit of a Star Wars dork.
He's filming
nature.
Another one, too, at the age of 79.
Yeah, that seems like a bad idea.
I can't believe he's doing it with all the stunts that go on in those movies and stuff.
Didn't he get hurt doing a stunt, too? Didn't he, like, twist
I think that was
yeah,
recently.
The last Indiana, the last Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
yes, he did.
That seems like a bad idea to do that. All right. The All-Star Game is tonight, and yeah. it'll be fine. Like, for instance, I want to see Ohtani pitched to Tatis. That's going to be the first
Absolutely.
Matchup in
Absolutely.
In when the National League comes to bat in the bottom of the first inning, that's going to be the matchup. Ohtani mm-hmm. going to that's going to be great. But once you get past a couple of those matchups, and they're all good. I mean, all these guys are great players, but there's the sex appeal of it kind of fades pretty quickly.
Yeah.
We need to come up with some other ideas to make All-Star Weekend a thing, All-Star Week break a thing, because just the baseball game itself is fine. I like it, but I understand that a lot of people don't. You have any suggestions, Al?
So, by the way, this happens in every sport. I mean, how long have people been talking about, okay, you got to change the Pro Bowl, do this, do that? How many times did we hear the NBA? It's kind of actually kind of comical, but I get it. You know, Michael would always make fun of the skills challenge. He's like, what are we, in eighth grade, in seventh grade? Like, do I really need to see Chris Paul try to dribble through around cones and something along those lines?
It's so easy for those guys.
I don't have the perfect solution. I thought this was interesting. So, Emily Funch, I know you guys sent this, and I think this was making its rounds yesterday. So, what is this? Explain to me this bunt derby that they do overseas. Does anybody have kind of a good idea what that is? Because in a weird way, I know we're just thinking of 500-foot blasts, but sometimes that more strategic thing can be just as exciting.
No, so they do it in Japan. In the Japanese league, they have a home run derby, which, you know, surprise, surprise, Shohei Ohtani has won before. But they also have like a bunt competition where they have targets on the field where you have to bunt the ball into the target. Mm-hmm. And it just does add an element of excitement. It adds an element of precision to it because as the ball's rolling to the target.
You think people in the States would hate that?
I think it would be.
I can see people in the States being like,
"Well,
yeah, what is this? You know, we got to hit home runs."
Yeah, we like chicks dig the long ball. Let's hit home. You know, yeah, yes, that would definitely happen. But I also think there'd be people. Here's what I want to do.
Yeah,
I kind of want to open this up because look, Ohtani's a freak athlete, right?
Yep,
he does some things. But there was a moment. I don't know if anybody stuck around to watch this, but the celebrity softball game came on mm-hmm. afterwards. And the first, like we talked about, Tatis versus Ohtani is going to be the first matchup at the bottom of the first inning. Can't wait. Last night, in the top of the first, the matchup was Seattle Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf.
Yep.
Who might be a physical perfection of a human
sure,
being.
Sure, sure.
Right? I mean, he's just, it's people aren't supposed to look like that. He just mm-hmm. looks like he's made out of rocks. He's amazing. Trying to hit a softball off of Quavo, the musician. Or is it Quavo? I don't know. Quavo, that guy.
Call him whatever pitching. You want, bro. I know you have his latest album, so go ahead.
Amigos fan there, huh?
Oh, is he Amigos guy? Punch?
He's Amigos that? Guy, yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Old guy Travis guy. Coming in here. Mr. Quavo.
Let me tell you something.
Mr. Quavo.
That ain't old guy, because I'm sitting there, I'm like, did he say it right? Did he say it wrong? I don't know. I have no idea.
Quavo, Mr. Amigos, is pitching to DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf strikes out on three pitches. Okay? So you got Ohtani, who's hitting 500-foot home runs and throwing 100 miles an hour. Then you have DK Metcalf, who's one of the great athletes in the NFL, arguably filled with the best athletes, period.
By the way, just go Google
off of Migos.
Go Google image DK Metcalf. I don't think the guy has one. I think the only time he has a shirt on is during a game. That's the only time that he throws a jersey on.
He's the perfect physical specimen.
Yeah, this is just ridiculous. This is stupid.
You know what I find the most funny, though, is that up next was JoJo Siwa, the like TikTok dancer, girl who used to be on Dance Moms. She hits a double. She
hits
a double off of Quavo.
Just hit a double. Just took him to, I think it was left field. How funny is that? That is kind of funny that was the next at bat.
So if I don't know who Quavo is, what do you think the odds are that I know JL Sliwa or whatever her name is?
Miss JoJo Siwa?
Oh, yeah, her.
Yeah, she only has a couple, like, million followers on TikTok, but it's okay.
Again, the second you said Dance Moms, I blacked out. I'm out. It doesn't matter.
Next to your – right when you figure out your whole Ticketmaster thing and getting the tickets and all that, I'm sure you just had to get the Ticketmaster app. Go get a TikTok app as well, and then put up your first video today. What are the videos,
do you
like 15
tag
seconds?
On TikTok? Is it like Instagram or Twitter where you can tag another person? Does it work like that?
You can tag someone on TikTok.
So yes. I'm going to tag LL Sliwa and see if she'll retweet me or will re-TikTok me or whatever it is.
100% she will. No
great,
question
great
about it.
Great swing there, Sliwa. And see what happens.
Yeah, we need to get a Sliwa and then Siwa combined segment. We need to just grab JoJo here.
Look, JL Sliwa is my new favorite TikTok star. I don't know what she does other than hit doubles in celebrity softball games, but I'm all in on her. What would be kind of fun? What if they did, like, horse? You don't want to see Shohei Ohtani take on Juan Soto and horse? You don't want to see Fernando Tatis Jr. and Max Muncy go play backgammon? I want something that's not baseball. We know they're great
at
baseball.
Here's the problem.
I want new stuff.
Here's the problem. Remember when they had, during COVID, remember the NBA was trying to do things? Remember they were trying to do, they were doing horse competition stuff. And this was like, I want to say Steph Curry was a part of it in one of them.
Mike Conley was definitely in it.
Conley, Chauncey Billups, they were kind of against some people. Even when there was no sports, right, and you had actually NBA players and you had this kind of concept of horse, I don't think anybody was watching it.
No.
So I could see, well, you're curious about what Ohtani can do with a basketball.
Right.
But, you know, we were talking about actors that try to play in movies and they can't throw a football and they're supposed to represent Kurt Warner.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if this is I don't know if this is the best idea, you know, for some of these athletes, because they might look like they might have something.
They might look like DK Metcalf trying to get a hit off Quavo.
They might have something that will remain, you know, that image will remain of them for a long time.
It's time for some Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Because here's where my inspiration came from. This was 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. The Angels went up to play the A's. And when they were up in town to take on the A's, the Warriors were in town practicing. Hmm. So a handful of Angel players went over to watch the Warriors practice, and they have video.
Is this the KD days?
But it was definitely Steph and Clay. Mm-hmm. And so Steph and Clay are out there, and Mike Trout is taking three-pointers with these guys and making them. And it's not like, oh, look, Mike Trout got lucky and threw in a three-pointer. Uh-uh.
Got some form on there,
his legs. He's got some game. He's got some game. And then they go underneath the basket. He gets a rebound. And this dude, flat-footed, standing kind of on the block, just rises up and two-hand dunks it, Mike Trout. And it's like, oh, right, he's different. He's a Superman. He can do all of this. Yeah. Mike Trout was a really good high school football player, too. I want to see these guys that are freaks do freakish things. I want to watch Mike Trout play Fernando Tatis Jr. in ping pong. You don't think that those guys would try to kill each other in a game of ping pong? It would be epic.
I want to see LBJ grab a bat.
See
how he do. You know, we always talk about LeBron in football. Give him a bat. Let's see how, you know, coordinated. Look at his size. Is he hitting one 400 feet, 420, something along those lines?
If he really wants to be like MJ, LeBron, he's got to have some baseball in him.
You know, and
that's what he's missing in his resume.
That's such a good point. That's such a good point, because when Michael first started swinging a bat, you could tell, oh, okay, he played high school baseball. He knows what he's doing, but he wasn't very good at it, right? He was just kind of he didn't embarrass himself, but he wasn't a professional level baseball player. Mike Trout just starts throwing down dunks and threes, and not that he's in the NBA, but Mike Trout looked better dunking and shooting threes than MJ did swinging a bat. And I want to identify the guy that's the guy. Let's try a quick phone call here, 877-710-ESPN. Let's go to the Valley in Reseda. Mo, you are on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Mo?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I have two ideas. I think my first one would be having like a celebrity type of a match, you know, but make it like over the line, you know, kind of taking it back to childhood. So that way the players that are professional don't get hurt. You know, there's no kind of, you know, argument from the management, anything like that. And then you have some celebrities in there that some people would like, you know, and probably bring in some more views and stuff. You don't have like on the field mics like they used to back in the day. I don't know if you guys remember those.
Yeah.
You know?
No,
and
that's a good idea.
The second one would be just get your best hitters in baseball, put some targets out there, you know, maybe on the mats, you know, up against the wall, and have them try to hit those, you know, for points or something. I think that'd be kind of like how football does for quarterbacks, you know.
Targets. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they're good enough to try to hit something like that. You know, they're talented enough to try to do something that normal people can't do. That's what we really want to see, you know.
Appreciate you calling in, Mo.
Good job, Mo. Those would be good. The problem is, and we just saw some of the celebrity crossover things with the golf with Aaron Rodgers and Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah.
You got to get guys that are glib, that can talk. Because otherwise, if you get a guy like DeChambeau who's mic'd up, who just doesn't have much to say, it doesn't work. Then
it'll
just
be boring.
It's just boring. You got to get some guys that know how to rap a little bit. All right. I can't wait anymore. I need to do it. It's National French Fries Day. Where is the best, and what's the best type? And that's just getting us started. I have deep, deep thoughts on French fries. That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm excited for our soccer match on Saturday night, Slee. Assuming I figure out the parking, I'm excited to get in there. It's going to be good.
One thing that I'm going to ask from you is Messi's voice never comes up on Saturday.
Well, that's almost an impossible ask. I mean, that would be like asking me not to breathe or not to watch the. I mean, I'm going to do it. The question is, how often am I going to do it? And the answer is frequently.
by the way. How good is this tweet? Eric Steven says, Angels pitching so bad they couldn't even get Ohtani softballs to hit. Ohtani should have just got hit by a pitch to move on to the next round.
That is so good. By the way, some of those pitches were not super meatball-y, right? Did you see the graphic that they had? I forget the guy's first name, but Jouse, the guy pitching to Pete Alonso, right? Or maybe it's Youse. You know how they have the strike zone in a baseball game, right? The rectangle that this guy put like 98% of the pitches in the top third of the rectangle. It was nothing but meatballs. And look, Alonso did a great job of hitting him, but Ohtani, like, this guy was like throwing the guy pitches, like trying to get him out. That Ohtani survived at all is pretty impressive.
He was painting the strike zone. He was just his breaking ball was amazing.
I think I got the corner there, Blue. I think you missed that one. He did not get the best pitch. That's a very funny line. A couple more quick tweets. Don't forget, you can send us any tweets at any time, and we'll do as many of them as we can. This one says, don't sleep on Arby's curly fries. That's from Dean. Oh, we'll get to the fries in just 1 second. This one says, from Francis in Glendale, are you still a Quavo or are you still a Jodecky guy? I don't know what any of that means. So
don't lie. Don't BS.
I know Quavo. Now that Funch has filled me in, I know Quavo is Migos. But Jodecky, is that a musician?
Funch? I don't know. You're probably saying it wrong. I got to see the way the guy's spelling it.
It's Jodeci.
Is Joe Decco a guy? It's Joe Decco, right? Like, Trav, I love the way you say it, too. That's, like, the best part of it.
I don't know what you mean. All right. Travis and Sliwa is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear on the Goodyear Hotline. We can open this up to calls. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN.
Why are you this? I don't understand how you get this excited. Since yesterday, you were talking about when we found out it was National Friday.
Yeah.
You, like, there was some emotion that I've never seen before. Like, there's only a few times I see this type of emotion.
Uh-huh.
Since yesterday, we got to put this in the promo. I'm like, okay. All right,
well,
relax. It's coming tomorrow. We're fine. Yeah, everything's okay. This morning, we do our prep call at 7. Okay, yeah, it's fine. We'll do that. But what about the fries? Okay, we'll get to it. It's coming. We're going to talk about it.
Look, we were talking a little during the break. If you said to me, hey, listen, Trav, we're going to take something that you care deeply away, and you're never going to get to do it again. And you said to me, here's what's on the list. Alcohol, caffeine, coffee, tacos, pizza, all of these things. Oh, man, I really like all that stuff.
Yep.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I would absolutely have to keep, like if you said to me, Trav, alcohol or French fries, I'm keeping French fries.
No
if you said
way.
To me, tacos.
Are you serious? Really, really?
They are the number. They're salty. They're hot. They're
Wait a
filling.
Minute here.
You
Wait
can
a
put
minute.
Other stuff on them. They're so
fries over alcohol.
Yes, and really, I wouldn't.
Okay,
have
how about
to be
fries
twice
or
about it.
Fries or coffee?
Closer. Because look, while I do enjoy a drink occasionally, more than occasionally, I don't drink every day, right? I do drink coffee every day, but fries. I mean,
I can't do without coffee. I can't do without coffee.
Box.
For me, that's my drug.
Number one.
I wake up in the morning, I'm like, where's my coffee?
Yeah, I'm with you, but imagine if you could go downstairs and you just pull out that basket of fries.
No, that's not what I imagine. I don't need waffle fries from Chick-fil-A at 7:15 in the morning.
It's 7:15 in the morning. Ugh, I'm going to go down and get some fries. And you can smell, instead of coffee, you know, you can set the timer on your coffee, and it starts bubbling at 7. By 7:15, you're done. You hear the fry go, when they drop into the oil at 7 o'clock, how great would that be?
I can only see your family just walking around like, yeah, my dad, he can't get his day going without a bucket of fries. What do you mean? What do you mean he can't get his day?
Don't talk to me unless I've had my fries.
it reminds me of the joke in The Office when Michael Scott has to wake up to the he loves to wake up to the smell of bacon.
That's crackling bacon.
Yep, you gotta wake up to that smell of some oil frying.
Absolutely, hot
arteries
oil
clogging
and
up.
Potatoes.
Why are you grumpy this morning? I had tater tots. There were no real fries.
I missed my fries in the morning, and I just never really got back on track. Just never really happened for me. Best fries, go. What do you got? Is it the answer? I think is obvious, but is it obvious, Al? Is it McDonald's?
I have one place that I've always thought was the best fries I ever had. It's not McDonald's.
Okay.
And I don't know if we have that many around here. There was one when I was growing up down in El Cajon.
Okay.
Rallies.
Oh, yeah.
Has fantastic.
There's some rallies around here.
Yeah. I think it's Checkers in some different parts of the country. Has some fantastic fries. That's
it's like
always
seasoned
been.
Fries, right?
Seasoned fries, yes. That's always been my. If I had to pick. By the way, I'm saying that, but the reality is Arby's has amazing fries as well. You know, you mentioned Arby's for a quick second. I'm a fan of the curly fries.
Yeah.
Jack in the Box has some good fries.
Arby's has new crinkle cut fries, too, in addition to the curly fries now, too.
Crinkle cut or waffle cut?
Crinkle cut.
Like Del Taco?
Like Del Taco
has the crinkle cut. Yeah,
like Del Taco
style.
Like Del Taco style.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A
has good fries, too.
Chick-fil-A's got the waffle fries, which are really good. Because here's the thing about waffle fries. You can get whatever you like to dip your fry in. Maybe you're a ketchup guy. Maybe you're an animal and you like to dip them in ranch or whatever. Yeah. And you do that sort of stuff. You get a lot of stuff on it because it's a bigger surface and it kind of collects. And you can get a lot like barbecue sauce on a French fry is not the end of the world. That's pretty good. You can do that. But the idea of...
I wish people can see you the way your hands are moving right now, the way you're kind of bobbing back and forth. Like I don't... Funches, we've done 60 shows with Travis. At no point was there this much excitement.
This is more important. Dude, I mean, Anthony Davis is important. And, you know, Clayton Kershaw is important. But people need to understand that there is a hidden gem at Del Taco with those crinkle-cut fries. This is important. Because while McDonald's
I don't think I've had Del Taco's fries.
Oh, my God. They're like number one. McDonald's and Del Taco fries, I think, are number one.
They're really,
wow, I don't think
really,
I've ever heard that. I don't think I've ever heard great and Del Taco in the same
they're
sentence.
They're a little thicker, right? They're a little bit thicker than like a McDonald's fries. They're cut a little bit bigger, and they got the ridges, which holds more stuff. They know what they're doing.
Yep.
They know what they're doing, and sometimes they'll stuff them in the burrito for you if you ask nicely. It's there's a lot of ways you can go at Del Taco.
If you ask nicely, that's great.
It's a good way to do it. I'm just saying that's how
there's a ranking here. There's a ranking here. Thrillist. Mm-hmm. Has the top, what do they have, like top 20 fries or something along those lines? Who do you think was number one on their ranking?
I'm going to guess McDonald's because everybody likes McDonald's French fries.
Arby's curly fries was number one.
Can I tell you a secret?
Got to be honest with you. McDonald's, they're number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, overrated fries. I don't really care that much. I'd rather pick some of these other places we're talking about.
McDonald's has great French fries. I've never stepped foot in an Arby's. I may have to change that now that I know that the fries are right, so to speak. Let's try a phone call here. Let's go to Dean in Anaheim. Dean, you are on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Dean?
Hey, guys. I wondered if you ever tried the fries at Dodger Stadium. They make them with garlic and Parmesan cheese.
Al?
Yes to that answer. Yes to that answer. I used to have those, by the way, Trav. The beautiful Qualcomm Stadium, if you remember back in the day, which is now gone.
It's a hole in the ground.
Right, it's a hole in the ground. Same thing I think that he's talking about at Dodger Stadium. Garlic fries are fantastic. And that's one of those which is kind of comical. Like you got guys that are just, you know, NFL game, you know, people just going crazy. I'm like, guys, stop bumping me. I got the garlic is falling off the fry here. Give me a second here.
You know who, and this, write it down. What's today? Today is July what? Today's July 13th at 9:42 in the morning. You can write this down. It's the one and only time I'm going to say something nice about the San Francisco Giants. The garlic fries at AT&T Park are off the charts amazing.
They are
so good. You literally can smell them before you're even into the ballpark, and then it becomes a little gross because it's the only thing you can smell, and then you get your own box of them, and you're like, oh, yeah, I get it. This is how this is supposed to be.
That's interesting. Here are the Dodgers, two games back of first place in the NL West. Giants with the best record in Major League Baseball, and Trav claiming he's a Giants fan. Never thought.
Fries. Look, I like the Dodgers more than I like the Giants, but I do like their fries better than I like the Dodger fries. All right. Bunch of funch for a Tuesday. That's coming up next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN. Always love this. Don't love it as much as I love Ask Slee, I love Ask Slee as much as I love my children, so it's hard to get up on that level.
Good.
What do you got for us, Funch?
All right, guys. There are some pictures making a rounds on the internet of Tom Cruise and David Beckham. They're dubbing it the billion-dollar fist bump. has David Beckham, who is worth over $450 million, and Tom Cruise is worth over $600 million. They're sitting next to each other at the Euro final on Sunday.
England and Italy, which Travis thought it was actually the Joker. He thought it was the Wimbledon.
Okay, wow.
Nobody bats a thousand.
Well, you suck, Travis. But anyway, I thought it'd be cool to kind of be in the middle seat between them, you know?
Yeah.
We can talk soccer. We can talk Mission Impossible movies. But with that, if you can go to any game with one athlete and the other person has one actor or actress, who would it be?
Why don't you go first, Trav?
Okay. So the athlete is really easy for me, and I want to just kind of qualify this a little bit. I'm assuming that if we're hanging out and watching a game together, that the athlete that I'm with is going to be honest, right? They're not going to be guarded. They're going to let their guard down and kind of talk like a regular person, okay? So that's
Is it a current athlete? Could it be a former athlete?
I think it could be anything.
It could be anyone.
Right? Because Beckham, I don't think, plays anymore, right? He's just kind of out there.
My choice
for athlete, I'd want to spend the day with Tiger Woods. Because A, I would love to hear the stories about golf, and B, I'd like to hear all the stories that aren't about
the
golf.
The other stuff, huh?
Yeah, I'd like to hear the non-golf stuff just as much as I'd like to hear the golf stuff. So Tiger is an easy pick for me for my athlete. And because I have Tiger on my right, I want the opposite of Tiger on my left. I want somebody that's a little more mainstream yet super famous and has been in a million things. I might pick, like, Tom Hanks or something that's been in 8 million movies and a ton of them are super popular and he seems like he's kind of a normal dude. So I got Tiger, who's lived the life, and then I got the famous actor guy in Tom Hanks. I'll take that. I think that's a good mix.
Okay, I think I'm going to go with Eldon Campbell as my athlete. Just think about what he did in 94. All right, I'm going to go I think for me, it was actually tougher with the athlete. It was easy on the actor or actress.
Okay.
I'll go Denzel as the actor.
Good choice.
You know, he's a basketball guy. Here's somebody that we could, you know, we could kind of chop it up when it comes to NBA. So I'll go Denzel on that front. The athlete.
Taj Gibson's off the board. Not allowed to take Taj.
Ricky Rubio. I think I'm going to go Magic.
That's a great choice.
You got one?
Great choice.
Stay with Magic.
I have Gronk because I know he'd be a good time. He would, like, knock back beers with me. I think he'd, like, get rowdy and be really fun to have around. And then for my actor or actress, I'm going to do Florence Pugh because she is by far my favorite actress right now. She's in the Black Widow movie, if anybody doesn't know her from Little Women in Midsommar.
I'm going to go with Shaq and Will Ferrell. Mm. Because I'm just going to be laughing the whole game. We're going to just
great
be laughing,
choices.
Having a good time.
I'd like to. I'm going to usurp. You can have Tom Hanks. I want Will Ferrell. Funch.
You took Tom Hanks. That's your pick. You're
it's
not changing
pick,
it.
Will Ferrell is fantastic.
You
should come
pick.
Hang out in the suite with us on Saturday night. He's part owner of.
Oh yeah, that's
AFC.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. You should right, text him.
Well, speaking of that, the real reason I'll be gone from the game on Saturday and 1 week from next week or whatever for the whole week, I'll be going to Hawaii.
There you go.
Sweet. On my vacay. And, you know, on my vacay, I'm the type of guy that just wants to sit on a beach, have a little drink, and, you know, rinse and repeat, you know, basically for the entire vacation.
Good for you.
Now, Lady Funch, she likes to go out and do excursions. And she likes to go out. She wants to be the woman of the town, basically, when she's, you know, on vacation. And that's something I hate. Now, she came up with a brilliant idea the other night for us on vacation to go and go snorkeling to see some snorkeling at night, basically to see some stingrays.
Okay.
And I'm not down with that. I'm not down with that, man. You know, I'm the
Bro,
least dangerous
I got the
guy.
Perfect solution.
I don't like taking
the
risks.
Solution.
Yep. Guys, how can I get out of this? And if I can get out of it, how so?
All right, let me go first here, Trav. First of all, you're not getting out of it. Okay. This is you can win in both sides of this. What do you like doing? You like sitting down on a beach, enjoying some drinks, and relaxing.
Yeah, yeah.
Funches, take as many drinks as you need to take down over the course of the day. By the time the sun starts coming down and she's ready to go out there and go snorkeling and go stare at a couple stingrays, you're going to be so intoxicated. You don't even know what's going on. Your confidence level is going to be different.
Yeah, but that's going to be
get out in the water.
Yeah, for me.
Go do your thing. Throw a life jacket on. Before you know it, she wins. You win. Everybody wins.
Yeah, don't do that, Funch. I like you, and I would hate to hear the – you know, he his – the host of the show that he is on told him to have too many drinks and go swimming in the ocean at night.
That's Everybody wins. A bad idea.
I mean, she's probably listening now, Sleeve, so, I mean, she probably already hates you.
I don't need to know what you like to do, Funch. Here's my question to you. What is Lady Funch's least favorite activity?
Doing what I like to do, sitting on a beach and
Oh, okay.
I mean, she likes to drink, but she just doesn't like to sit on a beach and just do that for like 5 or 6 hours.
By the way, I'm with you. I'm not the guy, like, I can't kind of just sit there and do nothing. If I go somewhere, I like to explore. And there's such a that's such a difference between people. Some people want to just go somewhere, sit at a resort and not move. I can't do that.
I have the hearing Al say that, I now have the perfect solution, Funch. You send Lady Funches on vacation with Alan, and I'll come with you, and you and I can lay on the beach and have cocktails, and they can go explore the town.
And also,
together.
We can have some French fries, too, around, around
yeah,
the town.
We, have
too,
to, we like the same fries, too. It's a win-win. What's the next one?
All right, guys. It's back, people. The Bunch of Funch cameo game, and we're going to try something different here. We're going to try to go Price is Right style, where I give you a name, you give me a price, and the person that comes within the closest will give the points.
Price is Right rules apply. You can't go over?
No, you can't go over.
Okay.
There you go. Just trying to get the music going.
By the way, just real quick, Lindsay, producer of Mason Island, of course, it's Joe Decky. Y'all never heard of Joe Decky? What is wrong with you? So at some point, play the music, and I may very well not know
I must
know
be
who
really
is.
Old because I never heard of that guy before.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Cameo game. Let's
first
start.
First one up, Joe Decky.
$20.
$8,000.
All right, guys. The first first guy is Mr. October, Reggie Jackson.
I'll say that Reggie Jackson's cameo price is $125.
Sliwa.
I'm going to go $100.
$150.
Looks like Emily gets the point.
Ooh, hi, Reggie.
Mr.
What
October,
is
Reggie Jackson, $295.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Wow.
He's Mr. October, man. Reggie. Hit home three home runs.
There were some big names you threw out last week that we thought were going to be a lot higher and were a lot less.
Reggie was one of the guys, too, like we were talking about with Otani. Reggie was box office. Reggie was so much fun. The reason I went a little bit lower than that is Reggie is a certain age, and I don't know how many people that are into cameo want a Reggie Jackson message. That's why I went that way.
And just in case you guys didn't know, this is an all-baseball version of the cameo
game.
Ooh,
I like it.
Okay. Now, former Dodger Steve Sachs. Travis.
Well, Steve Sachs is an interesting case. Rookie of the Year, World Series champion, well-known in the Dodger community, but I don't know how much juice Sachsy Boy has outside of he was in the Simpsons episodes. That's why they call him Sachsy Boy. I'll go 100 straight up for Steve Sachs.
Alan.
I'll go $150.
M?
95.
Everyone went over, basically.
Oh,
everyone
really?
Went over. But,
$4.
75.
We'll give it to Travis since he was the one that was closest.
Emily was closest.
No, Emily, she went lower than me.
That's true.
Yeah. What's the number?
Yeah. Number is 129, actually. Oh, no. You guys went.
No, I got it. I
you
said
got, you 100. Got it. You got it. Sorry, you guys got it. You guys got it.
There you go.
All right, so Travis got that one, I haven't scored yet. Go ahead.
Okay, next guy, Mr. I Lied to Congress, Rafael Palmeiro.
You'd have to be more specific. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he just blatantly lied to Congress and said, you know, quoted that he never did it before.
I still believe him.
Alan, you want to start?
Yeah, I'll go. This is one I might be actually interested in getting. Like the Palmeiro, if the price is right here.
The price might be right here, dude.
Let's go 75 for Palmeiro.
30.
Emily?
50.
Alan Sliwa hitting it right on the money.
$75. That's what I'm talking about there. Now it's meant to be. It's meant to be to hit up Palmeiro.
So you guys are all tied at one right now. Let's just go to the next point win. So
okay, wait. Does Cameo only do birthdays? Like, what if we ask them to do a shout out for the show?
You could do like
they would do it. They'll do whatever you want.
Congratulations to your niece or something. Anything, dude. Yeah.
All right. Favorite French fry. Go, Steve Sachs.
Hey. Okay, and I'm going to go with this last guy because I saw Moneyball over the weekend for the first time, and they had a terrible portrayal of David Justice.
Yeah, it wasn't great, was it?
Bad trope portrayal. Let's start with Emily. What do you think, Emily?
80.
Travis?
David Justice was married to Halle Berry, so he's got some cachet. He's got some juice. 125 for David Justice.
Alan?
126.
I knew somebody was going to do that.
That one, dude, because it's 159. Right, Alan Seal wins the game because of that.
Coming from behind, Slee, down with no points, back to back.
It's such cheap shot. Every time I watch that on Price is Right, and they're doing the final one, and it's like, you know, whatever the final, the showcase their bid was. Every time they did that, I'm like, come on, don't do that. Here I am.
That's how you play the game. I respect you even more. The good job there. All right, LeBron said yesterday that he wants to be a Laker for the rest of his career. What exactly does that mean, and how long might we be talking about? That's coming up next on Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN and ESPN Radio, is presented by Progressive Insurance. And drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average.